Yo, episode
55, Teach This Podcast in the building. George, Ryan.
Back.
Greg.
Back in the building.
Back.
Number 55, Oral Hershiser. And let me tell you.
Dang, he's a jerk. Why'd he say that?
You already looked it up.
And let me tell you, when you type in Oral.
What's his nickname?
H-E. It does not. It comes up with something else besides Hershiser. So just be careful.
No, what's his nickname? The Bulldog.
Yeah. Cleveland Indians.
I made that mistake too, looking up Dick's Sporting Goods.
No, it's on the trail.
I typed in Dick's. It didn't pull up
Dick's
Sporting
Goods. He's at Dick's.com. There was no golf club. He was looking for a golf club. He got a different kind of club. He got a different kind of head, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
55, man. Y'all don't got Junior Seau? Come on.
Well, yeah, Junior Seau, of course.
55 is the most famous number in USC football history. So you can name him Willie McGinnis, Junior Seau.
What about NBA?
I guess.
You got nobody? Come on. You got to think of the one guy, 55.
Mutombo. Yeah,
Mutombo. Oh, all right.
I would have thought about that. When I first thought about it, I thought Eddie House, but Eddie House was 50, so we should have got him.
I saw Eddie House at the Final Four.
I saw Eddie House at Burger King. Oh, facts.
All right. I'm sure people have seen Eddie House a lot of local places, but I saw him at the Final Four.
Pickups, real quick.
Pickups.
Wait.
Am I the only one pickup?
Wait. Yeah, hold on a second.
You got a pickup?
No pickups.
Nope.
Still.
No.
Still.
No pickup.
Still. Real quick. Real quick, just to reiterate, for anybody who's new listening, I'm still on my New Year's resolution. I'm not buying another sneaker until June 1st.
So. Besides Jordan Royal ones.
Besides Royal ones, but that doesn't count. They're legendary.
Whatever.
So my pickups this week, I picked up a pair of Red Supreme Air Force Ones for a steal on eBay. I gave in and bought a Jordan 13 Brave Blue Low for under retail.
They don't suck. They don't suck.
picked up the Kith Gel Diablo Volcano 2.0 today.
Doesn't suck. Too much money.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's not too much money. It was only 1,000 of
them. Told you that.
I'm one of 1,000. Wow. I'm special.
Well, you're in actuality, you're one of one. But if you
I'm
wanna,
one of one.
If you want to be one of 1,000, run a Fi sneaker, knock yourself out.
And I finally was able to find my Mickey Mouse Supreme hoodie. In black.
Yeah, you're tripping. That hoodie was way too faded, one. Two, it doesn't have Supreme anywhere on
it. It says it on top of the hood.
That's not enough.
I think
is that what you were asking Neff about?
Ask him how much he paid for it.
That's what you were saying, like, what's a good price?
Ask him how much he paid for it.
I'm guessing probably like $380.
$425.
Close enough.
It was
I heard
faded.
Him talking to Neff
the
about
only
it.
Other two on eBay are $2,000 and $2,500, so I think I did okay.
I mean, you did fine.
So then turn around and resell it for $2,000.
I mean, I might sell it eventually. I thought I wear it a few times. I think it's dope. I've been looking for it for like a year.
I've never even seen it, I don't think. I mean, maybe I have. I don't know what you're talking about. But I just remember he was talking to Neff at what was it?
Heated Soul Summit.
SneakerCon. Or Desert Showdown.
Heated Showdown.
So we got a lot of other things to get into today. We got to talk about
what's coming out this week?
All the YouTubers are selling. We'll get into that, but all the YouTubers are selling all their collections off. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some comments made again by Lonzo Ball about his
LeVar Ball
about his son's Caucasian teammates. We'll get into since we're going with everybody selling their.
It's trying to be so politically correct.
You can say white, black.
No. We African Americans, Caucasians, here, and Latinos. And Latinos. We're very politically correct here at the Sneak Disc. With everybody selling their collections, it sparked us. Actually, it was a listener that gave us the idea. Shout out to Andrew Trejo, @Trejo2 on Instagram. Gave us the idea to do that. If we had to get rid of our collections.
Government name like that? Like his whole name? Like people don't know who he is.
I don't know what his street name is. He don't have one.
Well, A-Dizzle. You've been calling him A-Trizzle. Just Trejo on here, I believe.
So. A-Trizzle. We'll get into if we had to get rid of our entire collections, what would be the top 10 sneakers we would keep? Now we can get into what's
hold on.
Releasing.
Hold on. I was talking about earlier. I think it's a good transition because you were talking about you bought that Fig. So the Volcano's coming out, the pictures.
Volcano 3.0s are coming out.
You not copping if it comes out before June 1st?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Volcano colorway is legendary.
So does that violate the...
No, it's not. I'm
I think it's a violation.
No, it's not.
We might have to come up with a New Year's resolution, like...
Bro.
Departure that you will have to do something. Like,
first of all,
on camera.
I think we had an episode where we discussed New Balance, ASICs, all that.
We had more than one. We talked about ASICs.
Well, we talked about them dying or whatever. Ronnie Fieg.
He's trying to bring it back.
Is the only person that can bring it back. But the problem is.
The problem is
he has to bring it back with bringing back colorways in different models. That's the only way he can do it. He brought a salmon back in that whack model, whatever that was, like a sandal. I don't know.
In my opinion, the Gelite 3 Volcano is better than the GLA 5 Volcano, mostly because of my newfound hatred for 5s.
Nah.
I don't know. I'm wearing a GLA 5 right now.
5's the most comfortable ASIC, period.
What size? I'm wearing Concepts.
If it's a size 10, it might be better. 9.5 make my feet.
Yeah, y'all didn't say what y'all wearing, by the way. I mean, you saying it now.
I'm wearing Gel Light 5, Concept, Collaboration,
eight
Cocaine,
eight ball,
Blow.
I am one wearing of my favorite shoes of all time. Ronnie Feig, Gel Saga, Diamond, Kith, Tiffany's.
ASICs in the building.
Shout out to Trejo. Again.
ASICs back?
ASICs are back today. Oh, today only on the sneak disc.
Well, why are your face ASICs like that? You wearing ASICs right now.
I'm bringing ASICs back, and I'm bringing SBs back.
And we're bringing SBs back.
Okay, I saw you talk about that on social media, but I don't believe you.
We're talking about SB
I'm bringing
Revival.
SBs back.
I got Ultra Boost 3M 1.0s on fire.
Fire.
Wait, 3.0s?
1.0.
Oh, yeah, 1.0s fire. 3.0s are trash.
Yes.
All right, so this week, there's actually a lot of stuff coming out over the next 6 days until we have another episode. I don't know about that.
I looked at the list. I think there's two worth mentioning.
Well, there's, first of all, those Kobe AD DeRozan PEs came out today and sold out.
That's the one that's called Compton. Some Compton City or Compton or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Gray?
They're white with purple. And I don't know. They are not Raptors colors. They're not bad. They suck, but they don't suck.
I think they're calling him Compton. He's from Compton, right? I mean, I know he's from L.A., but I figured he's from
DeRozan?
Compton. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's from L.A. I know that. He went to USC.
But then
City of Compton.
But then
that's
we,
it?
Yeah.
See?
That kind of suck. I don't like the picture anymore. Show the picture to the camera. Yes. So they have the Carolina 11 Lows coming out.
Suck.
I haven't seen them yet, so I can't say
this. I couldn't wait to see those. Only because Cherry Lows are better than the original Cherry Lows when they first looked.
Watch your hands, bro.
Cherry Lows are better.
Just cut my hand.
Whose hand was second there?
Okay. My hand was down first, and he put his hand into my hand.
The first hand doesn't matter.
He looked me in the eyes, too, which made it even more. He looked me dead in the eye when he put his hand in my hand.
His hand was, you went in his hand zone?
Are y'all done? 2016 Cherry Lows are better than the original OG Cherry Lows.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Yeah, you guys talked about that before.
The gum bottom navy blue ones, trash.
They restocked yesterday or something, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did they really?
And sold out on sneakers.
I saw the Carolina ones yesterday
The suede blue 12 restocked on sneakers today.
Trash.
They sell for about
$325. Didn't you say the prices went up on those?
They sell for about $325, $350.
You saw them in person. They suck.
They suck.
They are awful.
Yeah.
All right, that's period. What is coming out?
Air Max 97 Silver Bullets again for like the 15th time in the past 12 months.
If they release the other ones, like, well, you shouldn't be complaining because you want OG stuff to be out like that. So
yeah, but I have OG Silver Bullets. I have all reds. I have highlighter yellows. I have highlighter orange and highlighter
blue. Yeah, but I'm just saying you shouldn't complain.
Yeah, because you want
them
on shelves.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm complaining at the fact that they're going to come out again and they're going to fly off the shelves. They're releasing every single Air Max model excluding
90s. Yeah, but I think they literally only made like... It had to make like 2,000 pairs or 5,000 pairs or something. That's the only reason the stuff sells out.
That's true.
I'm serious.
Air Max 97 might be the least favorite of every single Air Max to any person. Yes.
97
and what is the premium? I think you said 95. You hate
98s and 97s might be the least favorite of any sneakerheads. 95s are my, I don't like them.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said you said last time or whenever I was here that you hate 95s.
Air Max 95s are one of the most overrated sneakers of all time.
No, I disagree.
And then following the Air Max 97 Silver, there's like a whole slew of Air Max Silver pack. There's like a Air Max Zero. There's an Air Max.
They all suck.
Let me know when the golds drop. When the gold Air Max 95s drop or 97s, I'll be in line, camped.
Air Max Zeros?
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Wait.
I can't cop. Yeah. I can't cop to
hold
June
on a second.
1st.
Because that shoe that won, the Nike Future thing, was a 97 upper and an Air Max 1 sole. Would you like 97 more if that was the original 97?
That joint is a Frankenstein.
It doesn't even matter.
Obviously, they all were Frankensteins.
You think everything is fire. I can't wait to talk about YouTubers selling sneakers. So I couldn't wait for this, because Ryan thinks everything is fire.
I don't think.
How many people, and this is honest to God, no joke, you know how many people text me and message me and said, does Ryan like everything? They said, no joke, shout out to the homie Eric Williams, sent me a message yesterday. He goes, Ryan's pickup list is like actual grocery list. And yeah. I said, this is the unique thing about Ryan. Ryan's pickups could be about 6-7 deep, but he only spent about $250.
Absolutely.
Cold hard facts.
Find the best deals, period.
Not this time.
I just picked up.
Oh, yeah.
I just picked up this guy right here, $200.
And that's a deal.
And that's a steal and wheeling and deal.
Yeah, I think those are fake.
You know what's funny is...
Wait, you gave me the shoe inserts too?
I was finna say that.
Yeah. He sent the dollar IKEA shoe tree also.
I was finna say, yo, the shoe inserts.
That's I saw that I'm, metal hanging out.
I'll be fine. But this is the reason why you have to say you like everything. Because then if you change your mind, people just call you hypebeast.
All right.
So I like everything. I like Calabasas. I like Easy Runners. Yeah, I like Jordan 11.
I don't know why you like Calabasas.
Yeah, so you like to you like to say pants. You like everything so you can say you hate it later.
Exactly.
This joint right here got hill drag, me.
Oh, I got some hill drag on it.
97% stars.
80% stars, me. I don't think I hate these, but I mean, they're just heavy.
By the way, before Steve leaves today,
you're going to wear them.
Before Steve leaves today, you're going to have to show him the picture of that lady's heel that you sent me yesterday. Oh, she desperately needs your heel cup, your driving cup, because her heel, she was wearing sandals. Her heel is the dustiest thing Greg's ever seen in his life.
Yeah, you definitely need to use the hard brush, rejuvenate the bottom of those.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it for pickups? I mean, there's a Paul George dropping. I think Paul George is a fire. I've never seen a Paul George yet in person.
The only things that I listed was the Silver Bullet 97 and the low UNC because the rest of that stuff just seemed like...
I mean, everything else. Like, there's like LeBron's, that all-black Air Morp Temple comes out. Copper Foams, which you love, come out this week.
Yeah, but
I
that's next week. Foams. No, that's the 17th,
that's on the 14th. Oh, 17th? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, but the 14th week is before our next episode. So.
Okay.
No, oh, real quick. The 14th is Friday, but it comes out on the 17th. I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. But real quick, I wanted to give a shout-out to a Jacob... in Alabama, Jacob Corley in Alabama says that his dad said he and his son listen to us before they go to bed every single night.
Oh, nope.
I said, and they're in Alabama, so they're deep in the South. I said, well, you know, as long as we don't put you to sleep. He said, yeah. No. They said, he said, no, they love us. And he
you
said,
you guys are our new Xanax.
So he said that. He said that it'd be dope if we shouted him out. So shout out to Jacob Corley. I think he's 9 years old. He's in Saraland, Alabama. So shout out to him.
Shout out.
Appreciate maybe we could listening. Go ahead and send them some Rejuvenator products. They're deep in Alabama, so
they need to get the mud off. Alligator mud.
I'm like, I wonder if they know if I'm black. They might. They might be like, whoa. So we ready for the topics?
Cause I'm ready for the topics. All right, let's get into it. YouTubers are selling their entire sneaker collection.
George, you want to talk about this first?
What's your
let's get backstory first?
Is he didn't do the whole list of what we're talking about though?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Like even top 10 and everything?
Yeah,
top 10
and everything. Right. You were sleeping.
But just to make sure, listeners, we're going to do our top 10 sneakers that we would never, ever sell. I mean, these are sneakers that I'm not selling no matter what.
Oh, I just did. Like, I would like I made my list under the assumption of I'm starting over. Like, there's 10 I'm keeping, and then, like, the rest I can get again.
Well, we could get any of them. Yeah. I don't know. Some of mine are like
some of the stuff I would not pay for.
Yeah, no.
Like some of the stuff I got for retail that I would not pay resale value for it.
Yeah, there's a couple on
so,
here.
So, Scoop 208. He started this, right?
Was it Scoop 208 or was it Hess
Kicks? I don't know if I think Hess Kicks did it because he did it a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I think it was. I think Hess Kicks was.
The first thing we got to say is they're all doing it supposedly for different reasons.
For different, yes.
Like, right. Even though it seems like a copycat thing with all the YouTubers or ShoeTubers, whatever you want to call them, all doing it in a row. And then obviously you have people giving their thoughts on it and then also making fun of it.
But this idea all originated on the very first episode of the 2017 year of the Sneak Diss when my New Year's resolution was to end the year with less shoes than I started it with.
And that's okay. Not going to happen.
We're going to get to you in a second,
I think
Ryan.
We had talked about that more than once, though.
Okay, let's get backstory real quick. So I'm going to go based off of Scoop. The Scoop is the first one I watched, Scoop 208. Now, I like Scoop 208. He's okay with me. He likes... us. That's how I'll put it. Okay. Now, the whole basis of him selling his whole sneaker collection was based off of something that went down in a Facebook group of another person scamming other people that was in this Facebook
group.
Well,
the speculation is it's another person. Some people think it's actually Scoop.
Now, the situation is people think that it's him either involved or it's him that was actually scamming people.
Yeah, supposedly no one has ever seen that Jody Maroney or whatever that dude's name is.
Other people are claiming Scoop is lying and blocking everybody, which I've actually witnessed firsthand. And then also, he's selling his collection. His video on YouTube is basically him saying he's selling his collection to pay back the people who were scammed by this other person.
What an idea.
Now, see, if that was the only thing, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But the fact that he started a GoFundMe on top of that is what had me like,
So that's the basis of that. And then we have Hess Kicks,
Yeah, which he's is doing it to like pay mention. His house off or something.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
I'm just saying, that's what he said. Like, you can make up a different reason, but that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I like Hez Kicks. I watch Hez Kicks videos. He's another person that I watch. I mean, it's a little boring, but it's fine. It's straight to
well,
the point.
Well, he doesn't do vlog type
right.
stuff.
Right. His stuff is like better. Straight, his yeah. is straight pickups sneaker and, stuff, yeah, top sneakers, five. Yeah. I like his. Fomer Simpson, which we talk about.
Fomer Simpson,
we like
great
Fomer
vlog.
And Fomer only started vlogging like a couple months ago, like 2017.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. No, the
most,
Fomer?
No. The majority of his channel for the longest time, like you can watch it. You go back
oh,
a couple
it was like
months,
sneaker reviews.
He announced
and,
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He announced it with his brother here, like, we're going to start doing more vlogging.
So those
stuff.
Are the main
but three, I mean, his YouTube right. channel's been up for.
Yeah, no, few, I'm not yeah. saying that's
those
brand
are the
new.
Main three, though, right? Scoop,
it
has
being a vlog
Fomer.
Is new.
Those are the main three that I've seen. I actually also saw, I didn't. Watch Tony's video, but I did see Tony.
Tony D said he's selling some. And, yeah, to get down a manageable number.
And Kai said
Omar
he
said
was selling
thing.
Some
yeah,
like
yeah.
stuff that he's just like. I mean, and here's the thing: like a lot of those guys probably get seeded a pair or two a month. So I mean, they're probably collecting stuff that they would have never bought on their own anyways, which
right.
is probably. I mean, you see vlogs of them going to shows and people handing them shoeboxes. Like, here, I got these for you. Here, I got. Like, They probably appreciate it, but a lot of that stuff they probably don't even look at.
So,
I mean,
George, what do you think?
What do I think about what?
In the entire situation.
The entire situation.
Just in general, all of them.
I told you, I don't like the GoFundMe thing. And if obviously, we're not in a Facebook group, and I haven't researched it enough to know if he's actually scamming people, but because I've never heard of that seller, whoever that seller is.
Did you start a GoFundMe for Hannah's ring, though?
Yeah.
I should have. Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Hannah Bell.
Start a GoFundMe for the ring, for the roof, for the what else? You keep going.
For the addition.
List them all, yeah. So the GoFundMe is what, to me, is the worst part because his excuse was people hit him up and said, we would like to donate. Start a GoFundMe. What do you need to start a GoFundMe for that? Just send PayPal the money to him directly and he can pay people back. Like, what? I don't get it.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
All right.
So I watched the video, and his thing was like, what did he say? I lost my train of thought on that one. Damn it. All right,
damn,
you go.
That used to be your Twitter name.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if you should go last or.
Can we go next?
Okay, this is. You go next. You, so how go do next? You feel about
well,
the entire
I got
situation?
Thoughts about the other ones, too. Just
okay.
long
I mean, the entire situation in general.
I mean, so here's the thing. Like, I understand it because I'm trying to do the same thing myself. I mean, if you have a bunch of garbage. How many times have I gone to the outlet and been like, oh, I just bought five pairs of shoes because they were $30? Like, I need to get rid of all that garbage. I need to get rid of all that trash. But, like, so if you're doing it for the right reason, or if you have a good reason to do it, or if it's just stuff you don't wear.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. You were, like, upset thinking it was corny or something. I think what Hez Kicks was doing is, like, legitimate because
Wrong.
He's actually trying to, if that's what he needs the money for. But pay
not,
your house off. Who am I to tell you you're wrong?
All right, well, then when it's my turn, I'll get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I mean, like.
What you're saying?
Fomer didn't really give a reason why, except for the fact that he's accumulated so much stuff. Fomer said he's like getting rid of everything but
oh, yeah.
one
that
pair
was almost
to wear.
Like a, that was like a
that.
Coming of age
he
type
say
video.
Yes, he did say
he
that.
Said he's going to keep a pair to hoop, keep it where to walk in, and keep a fair few. He said obviously he's not going to sell everything.
And he's going
to
start over.
He said he's going to start over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah, his thing was like I'll continue buying and I'll get more seated, but I'm going to sell everything from here. Like that was, it was be like.
End result, but start over.
Yes.
Ryan.
I mean, like I said, as long as the reason behind it is genuine and like these people are doing it for whatever their personal reason is for doing it, then how can you have a problem with it? I mean.
No, man.
What do you mean, no, man?
No,
is your thing that it's like clickbait? Is that what your thing is? Or what's
that,
your what's
okay,
your angle? Because everything they do is clickbait.
No,
I mean,
okay.
That's the bottom line.
Man, everything they do is clickbait. This
I had 60 pairs of shoes on eBay. There's probably another 100.
You don't even count. See, you're actually think. You're selling your collection.
Well, I'm not.
See,
I'm selling.
No. See, you sell five and bring home nine. There's a difference. Selling, the definition of selling your collection is different than I'm just selling. There's a difference. None of them are selling their collection. Ryan, people were like, I want to hear what Ryan has to say. Facts. People hit up on YouTube. Everything said
500 pairs already went out from Hez Kicks' house. So
yes,
what do you mean?
But if you also have 500 more still at the house. You're not selling your collection. Stop. You're not selling your collection.
Just saying.
You're not selling collection. Ryan says, oh, yeah, I'm definitely selling this year. I'm selling 200 pairs. Ryan sells 200 pairs and brings home 127. Like, it's a fluctuation of things. We've said this a million times.
Yeah, but he never said he was selling his collection, though.
We're addicted. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. All of them are addicted to selling sneakers. I watch Hezkick's videos, and I like Hezkick's videos. This is a problem that I have with what he said. You guys are absolutely right. The valid reasons, he said mortgage, and he said he's a father and a husband. He made it sound like he woke up and walked in the kitchen, and there was a woman and a child there, and he realized, bruh, you knew you had a mortgage. You knew, like, I don't
obviously,
like.
Obviously, he I wasn't having like, financial
I
issues.
I don't, that's the thing. I don't like watching grown men in their 30s and 40s. First of all, let's go back to Scoop. Scoop is a grown
all
man.
All them dudes are probably quite a bit younger than we are, though. Okay, you got to keep that in mind.
Homer Simpson has to be at least 30. His beard is at least 36. All right.
His beard is 26.
All right. Hess, I don't know. All right, you can't tell sometimes.
I'm quite sure they're all younger than we are.
Scoop? To watch a grown man sitting there with
sad,
a with
yeah.
a
now
grown
keep in
man.
Mind
whoa, whoa, whoa,
we're not
whoa, whoa.
As old as you are, so please be careful when you talk about who's younger and older.
Whoa, whoa, Scoop was sitting there actually sad. Yeah. His beard is bigger than me, okay, and he's sad. And the discussion is what took place in a Facebook group. I'm watching a grown adult male discuss. I'm sad.
I don't know if you
Facebook
noticed,
group.
By the way, but their Facebook group is like 80,000 people.
That's perfectly fine.
I mean,
that's fine.
Is he? How many
now,
people is he refunding?
Now,
that's what I want to know.
Is that why you
problem.
Told me today I couldn't say sad and sneakers in the same sentence?
I don't like
it made
that,
you so mad?
Bro. I don't like hearing stuff like sad or I'm passionate about sneakers. It's like when George said he's passionate about sports. You're not passionate about sports. You're passionate about watching TV.
Yes, I am.
What are you talking about?
Stop it.
You're smoking right. What are you talking about?
Passionate about sports.
Have you ever seen me watch the cooking show and throw things at the TV? What are you talking about? It's not even the same realm.
Bruh. Passionate
dude,
about
throw the spatula.
Yeah, like, what are you? He didn't make that biscuit right. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
That makes no sense.
Okay. I'm just saying, in our thread, we've talked about cats who need to sell sneakers all the time. We've
yes,
talked about
they
cats
all do. We
who,
do.
They'll be like, yo, can you guys donate money for this? And I'm like, you
oh,
just
yeah.
posted
got a
South
bunch of
Beach
shoes.
8s last week in Lightning 4s.
Yes.
Why don't you sell your stuff and do it? Hess sounded like Hess, videos are straight to the point, basic. But he sounded like, you know what? I want to pay off my mortgage. Like, they sounded like they just discovered responsibility. I don't like that.
I mean, you don't feel like you wake up sometimes and you like, no, oh, this is a good idea.
You know what? You know who's actually sold their entire collection?
You.
Me.
I'm not talking about shoes. I'm talking about in general. He could have, like, we all wake up with epiphanies all the time.
Okay.
To a man in Germany.
You don't wake up in an epiphany of, I have a wife and I'm a father and I have a house. Duh. And then he said,
you've never come home from work and forgot that you had 3 kids instead of 2.
Yes. As I walked through the door,
you're like, oh shit, where'd that one come from?
Dude, that's the thing I have with it. We're talking about one grown man who's sad about sneaker group. There's something that happened on Facebook. Fine. I get the group is gigantic. Bruh, you know what? If you're a part of it and you actually scammed people, then sell your sneakers
to
people
back.
Now, if you didn't, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had nothing to do with it, I'm like, you know what? You just lost out. That's your fault as a sneakerhead and a consumer to mess up.
You're not wrong, but I doubt that that's the thing. That's probably why he's feeling so guilty.
So, but I'm not going to accuse him of that because I don't know. Because
he was promoting Detroit Kicks and whoever else too, and they're all
right. And it still
did you see?
Detroit
okay,
Kicks
so
on the stuff.
Yeah, did you see this thing where that the site that he, not Detroit Kicks, but the other one now has things listed as UA, unauthorized? They changed the site.
That.
After the video came out to UA for the like all the Yeezys.
But that goes back. Whoa.
Who has UA stuff?
That site that whoever the not Detroit Kicks but the other one. There was two sites that were in question. One, Detroit Kicks sells early.
Yes.
Or like pre-orders, and the other one is add to cart service, but they also sold shoes.
That's right.
So the add to cart service is the one that they said was scamming, but you go to the website now and it says 350, blah, blah, and in parentheses it says UA, unauthorized. I assume it's unauthorized.
But this goes back to what I said last week. Sneakerheads have lost touch with reality. They're so far from actual reality that they think, whoa, my epiphany. I want to pay my house off. I got kids and a wife. You're so far.
I want to stop riding a bike.
So deep
okay, but what if Hess Kicks is like 28? I mean,
I don't care if he's 28 or not. The reality of wife, house, and all that have been there. Like, he didn't wake up and it just like, oh crap, now I got to take responsibility.
How do you know this?
Man, stop it. All right. He said he had 14 more years to pay his mortgage. All right. That's exactly what he said.
That is what he said.
I'm saying from video perspective, I only have face value. You say that, like, you know what, man, I'm like, as a father and as a husband, I want to be better or whatever, and you're spending, which he said, his words, a mortgage payment on sneakers every single month. Responsibility I'm like, we're all in our 30s. Kicks in at like 28, 27, 25.
People 20. Wake up all the time and realize they're doing stupid shit, though. Like, you can't, I don't understand right. what you're trying to say. It's impossible. He woke up one day and was like, oh. It happens to everybody.
It does happen to everybody.
It doesn't happen this late in the game. Like, you're talking about.
He's got what? He's got like a 2-year-old.
Wait. So is your argument like, that because you sold it when you were like 23 or 22 or whatever?
That you're better than
that's
everybody?
That's your argument? He's a jerk. No. I'm saying, is that really your argument?
My argument is that, like, I don't like the fact that, like, they feel like they're. I'm not going to say they feel like it. It's almost like the videos were set up to make us look like. Wow. Like, I see people like, wow, that's
oh,
a real
yeah.
man.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Yeah, because that's, his
yeah, but
wife,
I don't feel like that. You feel like that?
I don't even like talking bad about a man's, I'm not talking bad about, but like even discussing a man's wife and all that stuff. But I'm saying, like, we've been on that wave.
No one's giving
forever.
Him like father of the year because he sold his shoes.
Oh, you must haven't looked at any comments.
Those aren't reasonable people.
Fine.
Look
you know
at
what?
The
you're
comments
right.
in the
you're
other
right.
videos.
Okay, you're right. I don't put any credibility in anything that anybody says in a YouTube comment.
Look
period.
At Teddy's phone.
Unless it's on our comment. Okay. Unless it's on our channel.
Yeah, unless it's on our
channel. Unless it's on our channel.
Now, Ryan, we there's nobody we talk more about than Ryan. We've given up. We will
that's
get
because
on
we've
Ryan
seen
about
him
everything.
Have a trunk full of things we would
now,
never buy.
Right. Now, former Simpson said him and his other sidekick, I don't know the name,
his
Beard Man number 2.
His brother?
Whatever
his brother.
He is. I don't know. He put his face in. He said, we discussed.
Marge Simpson.
He goes, he said, yes. He goes, we discussed.
He's Bart.
He said, do we discuss how many sneakers do you really need? Bruh, come on, bruh. You
need one pair.
Like,
you really only need one
you
pair.
You
want
to talk about a discussion that has, like, that's almost back to, like, the end of time. Like, how many of the sneakers do you really need? No, duh. Has Kick said, you know, I talk about Jordan 5s. How many Jordan 20? I have 25 pair of Jordan 5s. How many do I really need?
Yeah.
No,
zero.
Duh.
Zero.
You don't have any Jordan 5s.
Now, Ryan.
Yes, I know
now,
exactly
now,
where you're going with that.
Now, see, Ryan, us, you have about, what, 300?
Probably, I don't know.
I got
no
about
idea.
280, 290, 300. Definitely not past 3. Ryan has, I don't even know. It doesn't even matter.
Somewhere right. between 5 and 6.
Okay. Like,
it's more than that, but that's
now.
Right.
I don't think it's
okay.
more than that.
Now, we used to get on Ryan all the time. We gave up. We said, you know what? Ryan would text us and say, I just got this. And I'm like, you know what?
No duh.
We say, we know.
Yes, we know.
That's all we say, we know.
I say it now.
Right. Now.
For you guys.
Now,
save you time.
Ryan now. He's solidified himself literally across the board. Got a message. Me and Ryan at the baseball game this weekend. A message. Shout out to the homie. I don't remember his name. I'm going to have to look it up. He said, yo, I use Ryan's technique. I'm at a sneaker event. And I said, hey, man, do you really want to pack that up? Got himself some shoes at a good price. Ryan now solidified himself as the king of wheels and deals. Okay. That's fact. So I don't mind
yeah, he's
it
always
as
been
much.
That.
Now, yes, he has. But now, see, Ryan is more attracted
he
to
he argues
the,
over $10.
Oh, I am by far one of the cheapest people in the entire world.
Now, Ryan says selling sneaker collection. He thinks he's really selling a sneaker. Ryan's not selling a sneaker collection. He doesn't know it. But he's like, yo, I put 200 pairs on eBay. It doesn't matter because you're going to use that money and bring home 140 more pairs. There's a difference. When
but those
says,
pairs are going to be at great deals, and I'll be able to sell them later for a lot more money.
Okay.
No. Double down.
I think that's his thing is like he tries to buy stuff cheap with the hopes of selling it later for a lot of money, and I don't get it. It makes no sense to
I do.
Me.
I do that.
I don't know why. Like if you like Yeezy at release date, yes.
Okay.
But like I don't get it. That's what he tries to do.
Well, even for instance last year, Cherry 11 Lows. I bought 3 for all, and I bought them all for under retail.
Has Kay said that?
Okay. I saw him selling the thing for $275.
Ryan,
like I bought them for $110 each.
Okay. Now we all have been offered the hookup by people that we know to get anything we want at decent prices.
Yeah,
we haven't taken advantage of
not
it.
Anything.
I haven't. Well, you know what I mean. Off of a company's website. Now,
yes,
I don't. I'm not taking advantage of it because I'm firmly believing I just don't need that. Ryan is halfway there, but he's not. So when Ryan pays $109 for a pair of shoes that came out the other week, okay, that's $100. That's fine with me. It doesn't matter to me. Now, when Ryan was paying retail for every single thing, it was like, all right, bro, you need to chill out. Former Simpson, no, Heskick said, like, I don't know who it was. They said, like, man, you look at it, like, do you really need this in hand? A lot of this stuff that we have, we really don't need in hand, period.
You're right.
You were dying for Barclays to come out. 180 boot.
Oh, no. Yeah. Air Force Max.
Air Force Maxes to come out.
Yeah.
Them joints you've never put on your foot. And now this is based off of our, and this is the one thing I can't stand, is the word nostalgia used.
We're going to have to make a list of things you can't stand, because you've said quite a few in about the last 10 minutes.
Everything. I don't people hate say, everything. People say, I love everything. You hate everything. No, that's why because, we bounce each other
because
out.
Because we're painted, we've been painted as the anti-sneakerhead villain. We hate everything. We don't like everything. That's
I love
not
everything.
True.
And everybody.
We like a lot of stuff, but we can say, me and Georgia talked about before you when you were in here, we said about Air Much More on Temples. Air More of Temples.
Air More of Temples, yeah.
He said they suck. No, Air More of Temples don't suck. They're just not for today.
No. They're not for today's clothes.
Taxi 12s, fire. They're just not for today.
Well, they are for him.
They are for me. Taxi 12,
Ryan is
Lowe's. Taxi 12, Lowe's.
See, he's talking about Lowe's now. We can all wear Lowe's now. I'm saying that what they're saying, first of all, they're not selling the collections. If you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to start over. I'm going to come back. I sold 500 pairs outright.
Yeah, hold on though, because Fomer Simpson said it gets overwhelming at some point, and I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Now, if you don't agree with the rest of what he's saying, then that's fine.
No. He's making point after point after point, but he's going in a giant circle. He's saying, I'm selling my collection, but I'm going to start over, but I'm not going to sell everything. I'm still going to get pairs, but it's overwhelming. But don't worry, we're still doing videos and we're still getting pairs. He's just going in a circle. He'll be a great politician.
But let me ask you this. You've never walked into the closet and, like, had a moment where you're like, mini panic attack. Like, what the fuck am I doing with all this?
Never.
Yeah,
ever.
You have. We've talked about this many times.
No, I have not ever walked in my closet.
We've had five conversations at least in the last 10 years or whatever where you're like, I'm selling everything.
That has nothing to do with me going in the closet and filling anything.
What's the difference?
Me and Ryan have talked about this.
It's an epiphany, though. What's the difference?
Yesterday, I went into my sneaker room, and I'm like,
you thought, well,
wait.
Why the fuck do I have all this?
What do you mean, why is that different?
Just because you physically didn't walk in the closet? Why is it different?
Because
you felt that before and you told me, I'm selling everything.
My basis of everything that I've ever said with regards to my sneaker is that, it's a beautiful thing to walk in that closet.
Oh, and but I don't care about that. We talked about that before. I don't care about that.
And you should too. The way your room is set up, your room is more set up probably than ours.
My thing is actually putting the shoe on and wearing it. That's what I like. I don't like just having it there.
And that's another thing, too.
I can't pull a box out without causing a fucking avalanche.
That's a fact.
I walk into my room and I'm like,
you're right.
What the fuck am I doing with all this shit?
Now, I'll see that and be like, but see, that's the thing. If I pull a box out and start an avalanche, that avalanche is going to stay down there until I feel like it. All right.
And that's how it is at my place, too. But
I come home, take my work clothes off, and I put them on top of the avalanche. That's period. Red ones, royal ones, all stuff like that. I'm like, man, I want to wear that. I'm not even going to reach. I have to get a step stool. You know I'm not tall. I got to get a step stool to get my sneakers off the ceiling. The people that bought my house before me, they altered the closets. They must have been like 9 feet tall. They took the shelves off and put them even higher. So me and my wife, we literally have to climb a ladder.
Nine feet to you is like 6.5 feet to everybody else. No. So
yes, and slim jeans to you guys are like are like swim trunks.
Yes.
But I mean, like I'm saying, it's fine that they're doing that. It just, to me, they're not real reasons. Like, they're just like...
Paying off your mortgage to me is a real reason. That's a real reason. That's a legit...
The mortgage has been there since day one.
And even the stress of, like, I have all this shit, like... Because I feel that, because like it is stress. Walking into a room.
I don't think
and
stress
being like,
is the right word, but feeling overwhelmed. I can see how that's possible.
I feel overwhelmed.
But his job is a sneaker personality. No.
Fine. Okay, fine. If you're going to put it at that as he's talking about having the amount of sneakers as being overwhelming, him having to get on TV every single day or video every single day and talk about a sneaker because that's his job now. I get that. Yeah. All right. But it ain't like he out here crunching numbers and, you know, I mean, stop. All right. I'm not going to say the job isn't hard, but it isn't like he's out here doing brain surgery. All right. Now, being overwhelmed by a collection, you have an entire room dedicated to it. You have probably half a house dedicated to it. Me, I have our walk-in closet and I have majority of it than my wife. That's...
Yes,
period.
I don't have a walk-in closet. That's why.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like, their reasons aren't, like, enough to be like, wow. Like, they're just.
We're not saying wow. I'm not saying wow. I'm not appreciative or, like, giving them extra credit for what they're doing. I'm saying I understand.
And
that's
I
it.
Understand.
I don't understand it.
Not like I'm not going
their
beyond
reasons,
understanding.
Their reasons
that's
are
it.
New understandings.
Okay. When you.
Because you know what happened? Each person that posted a video, whatever day, There was a next video the next day. New pickup, new hauling, new got him.
You what, might be right. I didn't look. I don't know.
There was.
I
watched. Actually has kicks. Like 2 days after.
And what did it say?
Posted a new haul.
It said new
of
haul.
Like 14
shoes or what?
Shoes for him, his wife, his kid, his homies.
I didn't see that.
So,
right, well, you should have told me that.
Former Simpson, new pickup or new seated. I don't know, whatever. It was
yeah, but he
a
said that was going to continue. Though.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, all right. If people are sending you shoes, you're going to review them.
That's
I mean,
fine.
You're not going to be like, are you
no,
hide
that's
it?
Fine. But you can't take such a stance on, like, it's like a fake sentimental. Like, they're on there, like, you know, we talked about it and we were like, who needs this? Stop it. All right. Because the same background of about 80 pairs was still in the background.
Yes, but
video.
You, but I can agree with you and still understand it, though. I'm not saying it's cool or
hey,
you get deserve extra points.
Have you ever sold your collection, Ryan? Like sold
the
your collection.
Only
Actually,
person
never have.
The only person in this room that has sold their entire collection is you.
Yes. So well, hold on. That's
collection.
True, except because you make fun of me for being fucking old all the time.
You're old as fuck.
When my initial collection,
what you sold your Babe Ruth cleats?
You couldn't sell. This is before selling shoes was a thing. You couldn't sell collections back then. You just let it go to waste or donate it, and then you start buying Vans. So yes, technically my collection was gone, except it was different from him.
Babe Ruth cleats. He saw Jackie Robinson. He saw that first game. He had a tear. I don't know. I sold my entire collection.
What was the basis? So what, like,
my
tell
basis
us,
was,
what was your thought process?
My basis was on some dumb college corn.
I mean, like, so seriously, though. So, like, you are the only person in this room that sold your entire collection.
So I sold my entire collection, and this was on some dumb stuff, like, well, Nike's doing nothing for me. Jordan doesn't care about me, which I don't know why I thought in college they should or would. Sold 500 pairs total, and I kept 2000 Infrared 6, Puma Romas, Great Toe 13s, and something else. I don't know what they were.
Did you keep Puma Romas only because you couldn't sell them for more than $50?
No,
because
I love Puma Romas.
I love Puma Romas also. I do love Puma Romas.
But I sold my, and I didn't start back up until freak. I think maybe when I started working with George. Like, I think, and that's about 4 or 5 years later.
So
like,
from 2001, actually up until 2008, I started getting really back into it 2008. And then after I bought the 2009 Space Jams, it was, I mean, full-fledged again. Like, I would pick up stuff between, like, 2002 or 2002, 2003 to 2008. I'd pick up stuff here and there. But, I mean, like, I was in college. Like, I was more focused on, like, getting fucking shit-faced and who I was going to bang that night and, like, you know, all that stupid shit that you worry about in college. So I really started getting back into it. 2000, like I said, I was buying 08 again, started, like, slowly, like, getting, you know, all-star shoes and LeBrons. And then from the 2009 Space Jam up until today when I bought Ronnie Feig Gel Diablos, I mean, it's been out of control.
Yeah, I don't know. I bought stuff here and there. I mean, like I said, it is what it is. I don't believe none of them are selling their collection. I don't. Like, that's just, I don't believe it at all.
Well, Hess sold 500. Those are already out the door.
Yeah, but selling 500 and, like, you had 2,000, that's not selling your collection. Like, it's, you're selling now. That's what it is. It's like Ryan when he's saying, like, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to sell 200
this
year.
It's not like he listed, like, 20 pairs. I mean, 500 went out the door. That's a chunk. Even if you think he's got four times that, that's 25% of it.
Chunk and...
But, I mean, like, even, like, to me, like Greg said, I mean, yeah, if I sell 200, 250 pairs this year, I'm still got, like, 400 pairs, which is probably still 387 pairs more than
how many
the
have you sold for so far?
Honestly, probably 35 to 45 pairs.
And how many have you bought in this 30, 45 pairs, you think? It's definitely double digits.
I bought 3 Royals.
Oh my God, you're not going to get there counting like that.
You're done. Like,
probably
it's 20. Already done.
I probably
so
bought 20
if you
pairs.
Sold about 30 and you bought about 20, you're 10. Like, it's not...
But my New Year's resolution was to end the year with less sneakers than I started with, so I'm still on pace.
Okay, if you started the year with
700... Yeah, but you
would
have had to count them at
the
beginning.
And you end the year with 699? That doesn't count.
Did you count them at the beginning?
No.
No.
He can't.
Well, it doesn't count.
It's too wild.
Okay, so then you're going to have to do, like, one entire row or something's going to have to be gone.
Yeah.
Or two rows.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm definitely, like... I am motivated to sell, but like you said, like these shoes right here. So
we're addicted.
Like my like
no, no, no. The we Supreme... already talked about this. You're too lazy and I'm too lazy. That's literally what it is. I think if we had actually, you know what? I'm not even going to say that. But I think if there were easier avenues to sell, I'll just say that in general,
yeah.
I would sell all those SBs would be gone. Like if someone just came and said I'll buy all the SBs for like $1,000, I probably would have to think about it for a second, but I'd probably be like, "All right, yeah, why not?
I will buy all your SBs for $700."
Yes, all size 12s.
And he would and resell them all. I'd buy them all for $700.
I don't have time to sit there and like list everything individually.
But
and
I mean,
worry
like here's the thing. Like, I sold, I think the last, okay, I sold 11 Lab 4s, right? The red 11 Lab 4s, the patent leather red 4s.
Those are tight.
Yeah, they suck.
Okay.
Those suck.
You want to know what I sold them for?
Patent leather sucks.
What? You want to know what I sold them for? $395.
But retail was what?
$250.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was $400.
I thought it was high too. I thought they were really high.
Sold for $395. So I made like 60-70% profit on those.
Who the heck bought those for $395?
Some guy who needed them for another guy that was doing a photo shoot. I have no idea. All I know is that he paid extra for me to overnight them.
That price.
So like, here's my thing. Like, I sell stuff and then I buy like this Supreme that I want. I want this shoe. Like, I'll wear it. And if I don't want it, I bought it for $200. I could probably get $450 for it. So, like, that's, like, you know, to me, it's, like, it's a game. Like, it's a game of, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's called addiction.
It is addiction, but,
people
like.
People go, I hate the term sneakerhead. I used to hate it, but you know what it is? It's
sneaker
just,
addicts.
It's just, a derivative or whatever off of crackhead. Like, it's just.
Oh, by the way, I came up with a name for our followers while I was peeing.
I didn't know that was a thing. What is it?
We're going to call them the Disciples. The Disciples.
Dang, that's actually not too bad. That's actually not too bad.
That's fire, right?
Okay.
That's actually not too bad.
Okay.
You came up with that by yourself?
With my dick in my hand. In the bathroom over there.
Just now?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. The Disciples.
Welcome, Disciples.
Not too bad.
Okay.
As long as we don't make it like Jim Rome, like corny like that, I'm fine.
What are his called?
The Clones.
The Clones. But he said it so often, I want to strangle him through the headphones.
But yeah, now like we said, we have tons. Like I said, it's based off of crackhead. Like, I'm addicted. I know I am, and I told my wife I'm not gonna stop.
It doesn't make sense that you're angry at these people, though. That's
I'm
the part
angry
I don't get.
At it. It's just
wait
not
till you see
valid.
Your face.
So. It's just not to me valid enough. Like saying something like, "I'm gonna assume has kicks is at least 30." That's it.
I mean, yeah.
I'm gonna
say save
something. All right, now saying something like, "You know what? I want to pay my mortgage off." Like, he made it sound like he is brand new. Like, you know, better father, better. You know, actually, it really doesn't matter. I personally find it as
the
like,
only one I have an
I
issue
wish,
with.
I wish they all would have said, I just want to sell some stuff and get rid of sneakers. That's all I wish. Like, you know what? It's time to just downsize. I wish that. Not that clickbait selling collection stuff.
Yeah, but that they're not even the worst ones because they're actually selling stuff. The worst ones are the ones that other guys that are like put that in their title.
Yeah,
and they're selling like, 10 pairs of shoes.
Not selling.
They're
just wanted to talk about it.
I'm selling
10 shoes.
I watched a guy.
Wait, so will we make our video title sneak this selling
I'll tell
entire
you right
collection?
Now, if you put Yeezy in any title, it'll guarantee 4,000 views. 3,000 views.
Sneak this selling entire collection, including Yeezys.
I watched
Disciples in the
title. I watched an entire video of a guy, like you said, 13 minutes. You know, I'm just tired of it, blah, blah, blah. Got to like the last 45 seconds. I'm not selling anything, but you know, I'd probably sell a few. That's it. I'm like,
yeah, corny.
Anyways.
But we already knew that though.
No, it is what it is. So, just a reminder, we're doing our top 10 sneakers that we would never sell.
I mean, like, if we were going to downsize
the
10
you're going to keep.
Yeah, if you're going to downsize the 10, what 10 are you going to keep?
10 that we're going to keep. So you
and
guys
I,
definitely want to stay for that.
And I have 11, sorry.
I have 11. I have 12. I have honorable mentions.
Motherfuckers, I would have had fucking 600 if we were going to. If I knew we were going to.
Yeah, you do have 600. That's a problem.
He would have said everything besides these. LeVar Ball, real quick. We could touch this real quick. Just to quote him, he said, realistically, you can't win no championship with three white guys because the foot speed is too slow.
Okay. North Carolina won their Sweet 16 game because a white guy made the last shot against Kentucky. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, so I watched Chris Carter's take on this.
Or Elite Eight game, sorry.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Chris Carter went in on him on the Chris Carter-Shannon Sharpe show. Right? Well, I don't forget
well,
what
no, it's It's Undisputed. Undisputed with what's his name that used to be on First Take? Skip and Shannon Sharp, but Carter was probably on
there. So Carter was on there. So he was basically going in like, first of all, you're trying to build a brand, your big baller brand. He was like, you need every ethnicity of people to purchase your product to make a brand. So by excluding Caucasian people.
I mean, whites are what, 65% of the population in the U.S.? Maybe not. That's not the percentage that watch the NBA, but you're alienating the greater percentage of the people who would buy your stuff.
But then he went on further to say that also your wife is white.
Oh,
your
that's kids, the worst part. Yeah, your kids are half white.
And two out of the three white guys that you're talking about had more points and a bigger impact on the game than your son did.
Yeah, that was what I was going to bring up. Lonzo was trash in that game against Kentucky. A trash can. So, I mean, granted, okay, so here's the thing. He is like the Skip Bayless of fathers. That's or Colin Cowherd of fathers. That's literally what he is.
Skip Bayless now because he's gone against him.
I like Colin Cowherd.
I don't like Colin Cowherd.
He likes to say shocking things to get more pub. Attention. That's really what it is.
I don't really take that one as shocking as what he said.
That might be the most controversial thing he said. That might literally be the most controversial thing he said to us.
But the
no,
impact-
to everyone. Okay, look, as a white person, I'm not mad, but do you know how many white people actually are mad about that?
You're a Latino.
Okay, well, I'm half-half, all right? I'm half offended.
He's more white.
You should be as offended as Lonzo Ball.
I'm not more white. I'm half and half. I just got raised by the white side of the family. That's the difference. But really, I grew up in the hood, so.
I don't know how I took it as him trying to, like, make as if he was, like, hanging out with his homies. Like, but he said it ridiculously considering the stuff that goes against it. They had more points than his son. They, you know, whatever. Like, you're talking about, like, in college basketball, if you want to talk about, like, white players winning championships, like Duke. Like, these are, like, predominantly, like, mainly more white athlete schools that have won plenty of championships or whatever. I don't know. I think, like I said, we have to be tired of him by now. If I'm his son, you know how you must feel or look?
They went on a talk show and they didn't even ask Lonzo a single question. I don't think he said one thing.
He didn't say one word. It's like he's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it at all, to be honest with you. I feel like it's something that we should have touched on. I mean, I just think that it's just one of those
like
things.
I feel like at this point it's, you can't be surprised by anything.
I don't want to draft a son. That's me.
No.
I don't want to draft a son.
Like, if the Suns have the first pick, I would be pissed if they drafted him.
There's
like,
a player who's better than Lonzo. So that
there's a lot of players. There's two white guys on his team better than him.
Okay. That's not true.
You must have been watching something else.
Markelle Fultz is better, in my opinion, and will be a better NBA player than Lonzo. But Lonzo has a special ability like when LaVar Ball says his son will be better in the NBA than he was in college, I agree with that because the NBA game is more free-flowing. The court is more – like the players are more spread out. The fact that the three-point line is higher just spreads itself. So I'm not saying he'll be better in the NBA than he was in college, but I think the game of basketball in the NBA will be more suited to his game. This is my thing, and when you guys had the first Lonzo Ball topic, I wasn't here. So this is my thing. I applaud him as a father for preparing his children for success in life. Absolutely applaud him for that. Yes, but that doesn't.
That's what we said.
But that doesn't mean that he's not a clown. You can be both. You can be celebrated for like preparing your children for success, especially preparing children who are minorities or half minorities or whatever you want to call them for success, absolutely, and also be a blabbering idiot because that's exactly what he is. It's time. It's not like.
Well, I guess we're getting sued because you just plagiarized Stephen A. Smith.
It's not like his son's not getting drafted if he stops talking. You know what I mean? Like he's not talking his kid into a higher draft spot.
No.
So stop.
The son's going to be top five. Like, it's just now he's just, like we said before, me and Ryan have said, he's building something for himself. He just likes to be on TV right now, and that is what it is. He's talking about being his manager or something like that, agent. Stop. I would never want to deal with him. But Anyways, that's just another Lonzo Ball adventure. Or whatever his name is. What's his name? LeVar Ball. That's just another LeVar Ball adventure.
All right, so Lonzo was 4-for-10 from the field and 1-for-6 from three.
Trash. And he should have been talking about him
in that game.
But he says he blames him, so anyways. You're ready for top 10?
Let's do it. Let's get into it. Top 10. Sneakers, if we had a downsize that we would keep. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Oh, so mine's not a top 10. It's just 10 shoes. That's fine. You guys did it too.
Yeah, I mean, you could just do 10 shoes.
I mean, just pick five.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really matter.
It doesn't
really
matter.
Just pick five and whatever your honorable mentions are, and then we'll go, next.
Go ahead.
So top 10 sneakers that will never sell? What is it?
I mean, no, just like you if you were going to downsize the 10, what are you going to keep?
Okay, okay.
You know?
Top 10 sneakers
really
that if I
would downsize.
Today, you
know?
I don't know. Because these I would never, ever sell. Never. Like,
I think like stuff that you have because it's like your dad's and like OG stuff. Like I think
like
that shouldn't count.
Okay. That's fine. It's one pair that was his. But anyways, okay. So my honorable mentions, I would never get rid of Janoski florals. I'm not going to get rid of those.
Really?
I wouldn't.
You almost sold those to me.
I did. Well, I had a few pairs.
Oh, okay.
I wish I didn't sell winos.
That's actually surprising.
I shouldn't have sold winos to you.
Man, what?
What?
Is this past 10?
What do you mean?
This is outside of 10, right?
Yeah, this is honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Janoski florals.
If he kept
winos
12.
If I didn't sell them. And then,
what did you sell me winos for?
I don't know why. $40? $50?
Whatever you sold them for me, if you want them, they've been rejuvenated and they have not been worn.
I'd want them back.
I'll sell them back to you.
Well, see, that was nice of you. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, for 90.
for 250.
Nike Atmos Stabs or Amita Stabs. I don't know which ones they are from 06. I wouldn't get rid of those.
They suck, but sure. I understand
you
why.
Smoking crack.
I understand why you put them on your list, but they suck.
What do you mean they suck?
They suck.
If you don't like Stabs, that's fine, but those don't suck.
They
You're smoking.
That's okay.
Number 10. I got mine in 10. I got Adidas Yeezy. I do. Only reason why that's on my list
which
is like
anyone or
all of them. Because the only reason why I never
but
sell
that's
those.
That's not one shoe.
Man, bruh, stop. Yeezys. Yeezys, I'm not going to ever sell any Yeezys models.
So you're not, this is not 10 shoes for you
this
then.
Is not
this
10
is
shoes
like
then.
20 shoes, 25 shoes.
Fine. Beluga Yeezy 350.
Okay.
Is that fine?
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm not going to sell that because they're just not that easy to get.
No.
Stuff that's just too hard to get or we paid way over retail for, I'm not going to sell. Number 9, I have Air Max 90 Independence Days. I wear those every single Saturday for the last 4 or 5 years. I wear those every week.
Reds.
Right. Independence Day Reds. I've never not worn those in a week. Number 8, Nike SB Hawaiis. I still have those. I never wear them, but I love that shoe. It's one of my favorite shoes. They're like black patent leather with the orange suede toe. It has like that woman.
I think I know what you're
And it has the little state of Hawaii on the back of the heel. Number 7, Concord 11s. Like, I have one pair still. Which you should have talked about. I got scammed for a pair of those, too.
You told that story.
I told it last week. I feel like
if you told it a long time ago, too.
I feel like if you don't got a pair of Jordan 11s, you got a pair of 11s still?
Nope.
I feel like if you don't got a pair of Concord 11s, your collection might be voided.
He sold it. He sent his last pair of 11s to Beaterman.
Nah, I have one more.
Cool Grays?
I have Columbia still. I sold them. Yeah, Cool Grays was one I gave you, right?
Yeah.
I still have Columbia's.
Oh, so you guys
shout out to.
We can do another giveaway for a different size.
Shout out to Lars.
You guys got to do one now.
Shout out to Lars.
Oh,
yeah,
I got. Trust me, I have B. I have
it
shoes
has to
that
be
make
something
your
like
shoe.
I sent. Yes, so do I, but
I
he didn't want none of that.
Your shoe look like.
He didn't want none of that. I was texting Greg what I had, and he was like, nope. Nope,
I have well-worn beaters.
Okay, well, let's do this then. Anybody with a 9.5 or 10 who wants a beater from us, hit me up.
Hit us up.
And me and Ryan will send you a beater.
First person. And we're going to make this, because since we always used to complain about Nike RSVP being in DMs, we're going to make this transparent. First person to comment on the
YouTube.
All right, yeah, that's better.
On the YouTube gets a pair of authentic 9.5 or 10 sneak disc beaters from either Greg or myself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, both of us. I'm going to send one. You send one, too.
So
yeah,
then the
exactly.
first two people to
yeah.
comment.
First two people.
The first two people to comment. That
Random beaters,
9.5 or 10. You pick the size, 9.5 or 10.
No, you don't pick because I'll say, well, yeah. Okay, we'll see.
You have to be able to fit both sizes.
Number six, Jordan 6 Infrared. That's only until the real version comes out. That's it. So I said Adidas Yeezy, Red Independence Days, SB Hawaii's, love those. Lowe's, Concord 11s. I feel like your collection might be voided if you don't have a Concord 11. Those. I have one and a Jordan and Jordan 6 infrared. Those are my grails of grails.
All right,
who's gonna go next?
I'll go next. So number 10, a shoe that I actually was in my recent pickups because it took me so long to get the Nike Zoom MVP Steve Nash player editions.
I get that. You love those.
I mean, you knew he was going to have something from Steve Nash or Barkley or something in there.
Number 9.
Barkley posits.
Barkley posits. Number 9. I'm the boot guy. I got to have a boot. The SF Air Force One Olive Gum boots.
Oh, God.
Got to have that. You got to have a boot.
I don't even think you've worn those yet.
Yeah, but you got to keep it. Number 8.
So that's already one that you would not get rid of.
So you and
I mean, if I had 10, like, I like base mine off of like number one, like having a good variety and like what I wear, what I want to wear.
So you and McGillicuddy can hang out. What's his name? McGillicuddy?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
What's his name in the movie?
Sam Wiki.
Wiki?
No, his name is Ladies Man 22675. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ladies Man 22675.
You remember that.
Number 8, the Air Jordan 6 Black Infrared, the fakes. Obviously, until
replicas.
Until the real version comes out.
You guys are ridiculous.
Number 7, it actually was a toss-up on this because I have to keep a Flyknit Racer. It was a toss-up between I wear Flyknit Racers religiously.
Well, then it better be the right one. It better not be Goddess on there. It better be multicolored.
It was a flip between Goddess and multicolor. Multicolor took it.
Okay, I was going to say. Because you
like you actually flipped a coin? Or
I mean, mine was. Number 6... And you guys better have at least one colorway of these on your list. I'm keeping the Air Jordan 1 OG Lowe's Euro release gray ones.
What a jerk. The only one we don't have.
That's what I'm keeping.
I know he's got a low on my list.
All right. I didn't either. I wanted to, but there's no room. This was a tough list for me.
It was.
All right, so.
Because you're addicted.
Honorable mention. I mean, having to get down to 10, I got more than that just in boost that I'd want to keep. But no, honorable mention, Kobe 8, pick a color. To be used as a hoop shoe, whatever. The rest of my list, there are like hoop shoes on there, but not things you would actually wear to hoop in. So the first 5, the red Aniki Boost. Those joints are so comfortable.
Really?
Yes.
They already, by the way, those red, white, and blue ones coming out are fire flames. They're the red, white, and gray.
What was the ones I sent to you guys?
Yeah, I think that was those.
Green or something? Yeah.
No, olive, you sent like Volt.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was like 2 pictures that had a bunch of them.
No, there's like a gray with like red and white.
Maybe it was Kelly Green. Is that what it was? Or no, like Forest Green. Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just picked stuff mainly.
We said
that
when the pictures first came out, we said that we needed a Forest
Green. Yeah, Forest Green. Dope. I picked mainly my 10 is like stuff that is in the rotation right now that like I would be upset if I lost. So the next shoe, you want to call it number 9, whatever. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I won't cop those, but maybe the...
Oh, I'm copping those.
I got too many shoes that's like the same color.
I'm copping those. Those are fire
flames. But those
flames.
Forest Greens, I might buy. The next shoe, Ultra Boost Chalk 1.0. I think you guys knew that was going to be on the list.
I debated. I went back and forth about putting that on my list.
Yeah, but see, you paid retail. I paid over retail. So to me, it's like even more special for some reason.
You had a pair for retail too.
Yeah, I did. So, I mean, I ended up paying less than I really did, but whatever. Still over retail. Those Vans Old School Olives that I have, or pick any of them monochromes, dude. Those joints are fire to me. You don't have a Vans on your list?
I actually don't. I'm kind of mad at that.
How do you not have a pair of Vans on your list?
Vans are like...
Because you can just go buy a pair of those
$20.
You can
go buy those.
But you can't because you're only keeping 10.
Hey, but we're starting over.
All right. Oh, we're doing the former Simpson? Yeah. All right. Yes, this is the Bart. This is the Bart Simpson hour.
Do the former Simpson.
Because I wear them probably as much as you wear those Independence Days. NMD OG. The first NMD.
The black?
Oh. Yeah, the first one that came out.
The black pair?
The Prime Knit. Yeah, the Prime Knit OG.
With the red and blue pods?
Yeah, red and blue.
That's your 5?
No, there's one more. Was because the Kobe 8 was honorable mention. And then the next one, Ultra Boost Triple Black 1.0 because...
yours aren't in order, right?
Smoke coming off them shoes.
Triple black?
No, they're not in order.
Triple black's already.
I told you, it's stuff that I like wear is heavy in the rotation right now.
Well, you got some other stuff in your closet that you can go back. Okay, if you don't
there's
have.
There's not an SB on here, so I'll tell you right now.
What?
No.
You don't have one SB on there that you would say, you know what, this is one
nope.
I will keep.
I don't wear them. Work.
You have an SB on your list?
He had
I had
already.
SB Hawaii. Right. Come on, now.
No. You don't have any Vans on your list. You tell me.
That got to do with anything.
Same thing. What's no, the difference?
Not. You're the freaking SB god, too. You're the boost knob and SB guy. You're talking crazy to me. I'm not the
well,
van guy.
I got a lot
god.
Of boost on my list.
Number five, Reebok questions, blue toe or red toe. I would never get rid of those, period. Number four.
Look at his face.
What?
That's another thing you can buy for like $50 later.
It doesn't matter. I have the originals.
These are things that are dear to my,
actually, not the
dear
originals.
To my heart.
No. But I have the second retro. The tickets.
I wish cameraman was here so he could see my face.
See, these matter to me. Like
his beard.
I care about them. Like, I care about them. What the? Oh, my laptop was ringing. Number four. Shoot, what was I at? Sorry, number four, AirTech Challenge 2 Lavas. I wouldn't sell those. Like, I wouldn't.
You can get those for $25.
That doesn't matter. See, you guys made your list based off something different.
No, like, it's a factor. Like, it's not no, the no, no, only no. factor. It's
my
a
list,
factor.
My list is based off of what I love, I'll never get rid of. We could get anything forever. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a dollar or $500. It doesn't matter. Like, if you got triple blacks on your list because you
do
can't
you
get them
Do you own every shoe that's on your list?
Every single one.
Okay.
So like, do I.
Every
I'm
single
just making
one.
Sure. Well, yeah, but that was the point. Is like, in your collection, if
number
you had
four,
to keep 10.
Number four, AirTech Challenge 2 Lavas. Period. I would never sell those.
Okay, well, I haven't seen you wear them in about 2 years. So.
You're darn right, but I would never sell them. You haven't seen me wear Iverson questions in about 2 years.
Well, you're going to have to wear them now because you're only going to have 10 shoes left.
Wrong.
So.
Number three, all my Iceberg History sneakers. My Mickey's, Donald's.
Okay.
I would never get rid of
that's
those.
That's the sneak disc. We're done.
Yeah.
Why would I get rid of my Iceberg sneakers? I paid, I think, $200 each for those back in the day, and that was
you
a
You better
grip.
Edit that part out. Nobody should know what you pay for those.
Bruh. Why would I get rid of those?
You
those
have to
history.
Wear every single one of these now.
We were the flyest cats in Arizona.
Okay, this
period,
is 2017.
I don't care.
So now you have 10 sneakers and Icebergs in your 10 rotation?
See, you guys keep switching it up.
No, no,
one
no.
One minute.
We did the list already that's like iconic shoes that you've
minute,
owned or
no.
whatever.
1 minute, it's what we're not going to sell. 1 minute is when we downsize what we're going to keep. 1 minute is what we would refuse to sell. 1 minute is now our rotation.
No.
It's our rotation of 10
Well,
things
we only
to
have
sell.
10 sneakers
no,
to wear.
No, the
I don't give a crap if I keep these 10 pairs. I'm probably going to wear Independence Day every single day. I don't care
yes,
if I keep.
Yes, I understand why
so
that's on there.
So it doesn't even
there.
Matter to me. Your guys' list is based off of, oh,
no,
I can't get it again.
No, it's not.
Number three, Iceberg Histories. I would never sell my Iceberg sneakers. Number two, Red Ones, because I'll never get a pair for retail ever again. I'm cursed. So, Red Ones.
Well, then you just said what you railed against us for. Pause.
Yeah,
what?
You just said that.
You just, but the price matters.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm yeah. cursed. I've never owned a Red One since the X one, the woman Bam. That had the X in the back. And I've tried about 15, 25 times.
I didn't get any of those for retail either. I mean, I ended up getting one, but...
Number one, AirTech Challenge Future 93s, only because that was my dad's pair, and it was the original box, DS. That's the only reason I want to sell those. Mine is different than your guys'. Your guys' list is like...
No, that's fine. I understand that. You included Iceberg and stuff that you don't even wear.
So?
So you're going to wear it if you down
no,
10 pairs?
I will keep
exactly.
those 10, and I'll wear the Independence Days every single day.
And football. And thongs.
Yeah. The most ridiculous list I've heard in my
Number
life.
Number five, for me... are we at number five? Number five for me, Yeezy V2. Out of the ones that I have, I'm probably keeping the white stripe, but I'm currently searching and actually in trade negotiations for Beluga. If I'm able to acquire said Beluga, that will replace the white stripe. Number four, Ultra Boost 1.0 Core Blacks. I don't have the triple blacks, but the Core Black to me is probably one of the better Ultra Boost 1.0.
Every time I look at the Core Blacks, I like the stitching.
Yeah, it's like
the
Core
toe
Black
box
and
stitching
gray.
Is dope. Just it's, like the it's the nice. Basic black from one yeah. from that. Not the first one that came out with the purple heel cup, but the one, the next one.
Number three, Jordan 1 OG High Gym Reds. That shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, quality on that. That shoe's amazing.
I get it.
Number two, Supreme Air Max 98 Snakeskins.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. That's a great shoe. I mean, that's like, to me, that's like,
you're
like,
surprised you're putting it over other stuff.
That's like your Air Max 90. Like, you can wear that with anything. That's why.
I think,
like,
we should have got rid of the numbers, me and Ryan.
Yeah.
We did.
And number one, I mean, the OG shattered backboards. I'd probably keep over Royals and Breds.
I was going to say, I hope you had those on there.
So I'd probably, if I had to keep one Jordan 1, it'd be tough between the Gym Reds and the Shattered Backboards, but
if you kept Gym Reds or Shattered Backboards over Royal Ones or Bred Ones, you don't love sneakers.
I do love sneakers.
I agree on Gym Reds, but Backboards, the materials on those,
one of the greatest sneakers of all time, but you could never keep a it's like, you can't keep one of those New Kids over the Legends. Like, you can't, never. You have to. You can't keep a Shattered Backboard over a Bred One.
I did.
I would add them both on there. I'm not mad at them, though, because of the materials.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a Shattered Backboard. Like,
the last five of mine. Yeezy 350 Pyre Black V1. Man. I don't know why you had that reaction.
Have you worn those?
Yeah, a couple times.
Man, go ahead.
You wore them to a concert?
He's so negative today.
He's in a bad mood. No, this sneaker collection talk got him.
I'm not negative.
I wore him in Vegas once, I think, and then to the casino here one time. I wore him like 3 or 4 times.
He looked at our contract about 82 times before he put his name on it.
He was angry, don't.
And he spelled out each letter of his name, too, like in anger.
Next shoe on the list, Jordan 1 Royal. Next shoe, Jordan 1 Black Red, call it Bread, call it whatever you want. The highs on both, obviously. I would keep lows, but I would keep highs first.
Moon Rocks.
No, there's two more. The Kith Ultra Boost Mid Ronnie Fieg collab that I have, I would keep that one.
Figured that'd be on there.
And then, not number one or any number, but it has to be. There's no way I would get rid of it if I was only keeping 10. The Jordan 4 Black Cement has to be in there.
Well, you have replicas, but.
No, I don't.
It doesn't say Nike in the back.
Oh, man, that doesn't matter to me. The colors are right. That's all I care about.
That's between you and Jordan Brand.
It's between me and the higher power, but...
I guess, you don't believe in higher powers.
No, that's not true. I guess Jordan Brand is a higher power, technically.
Higher than us.
All right, so technically the show would be over right now, but we got to talk about one thing real quick. Who's going to be playing in the finals?
Oh, Cavs and Warriors.
Just real quick.
That's it.
Yeah. Don't think Celtics?
Cavs and...
Nope.
No, Spurs, nobody?
Nope. Cavs and Spurs, I think.
Nope. He's not.
He doesn't believe it? He just said it for the listeners?
I mean, Cavs, he just hates the Warriors
for the
so
disciples?
Much.
He just the hates disciples.
The disciples?
Wow! You can't do air guitar when the camera ain't in here. No? You gotta wait till the camera's back before
so
you do air guitar.
Speaking of a camera, we had a special guest here in the building that was not part of our show tonight. However... coming very, very soon, we will be making an announcement about the future of the Sneak Diss podcast and the Disciples. And that's a Sneak Diss.